What if you could say an all-in yes to yourself for 2022? What if you could commit fully to the things you said you were going to do, to the vision that you have, and to be in the room with a mentor who will hold you accountable, cast an even wider vision for you, and give you the strategy, tools, tactics, and support to ensure that these things come to fruition? Welcome to the Iconic Experience. Oh, just like comes out of me from the depths of my soul, this program, if I can even call it that. It's just not. That's why it's called the Iconic Experience. It is an experience. And it is one of the biggest gifts I've ever put out into the world. You are going to be part of a mastermind, a high level executive roundtable of perfectly welcomed in and invited in souls who will collaborate with you and network with you and stretch you and share ideas. And all the goodness that comes out of a mastermind is so extraordinary. So you're going to have that every month. You're going to have group Voxer. So that mastermind stays active and you can drop in and ask questions and really share with one another and build deep, meaningful relationships. And on top of that, I thought, what could I do to expand this beyond something that I've seen out there in this world? And that is, you have a full iconic experience by welcoming yourself into the rooms of everything I launch live in 2022. So you do not need to contemplate whether you should or do I want to invest. You get to sit back and receive for the entire year as the result of a single yes to yourself. One yes gets you a mastermind for the entire year full of really wicked women, group Voxer with these same women and myself, and you walk in the room for all the live coaching programs that I launch in 2022. You're just in. You're in the room. So this is really for the woman who is ready to lead herself, lead her business, lead her life. And if this sounds like, ooh, it's a prayer I've been asking for, and I just want to say yes to something and just enjoy the experience versus looking constantly for the next thing, the next answer, the next coach. Oh, the confusion, the chaos, the energy that is expended through that. Welcome to the Iconic Experience. You can come into the DMs. Tell me you're interested, ask the questions. I am so excited to answer them and to get to know you and see if this is a fit for you. Welcome to the best year of your life in 2022. And I'm telling you right now, the Iconic Experience is going to be like the rocket that's going to take you to the whole new level, the one that you've been asking for. It started out hard, but as I went through the class, it became easy. And I was just really inspired through that, thinking, wow, how many things in our lives do we work through? And in the moment, it just feels so mucky, so sticky, so messy, so hard. We're fatigued. We're tired. We want to negotiate the goal. We want to negotiate the relationship. We want to negotiate our boundaries. We want to bring that bar back down to a comfort level. Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast. I am your host, Jen Spiegel. I am a life, business, and brand stylist. And after years of helping thousands of female entrepreneurs grow successful businesses and lives, I was called to bring these delicious conversations forward for those of you who are ready to build, expand, and actually enjoy all the desires of your heart. I'm so confident that this podcast will support you as you start to elevate and pursue the highest version of yourself. Thank you for being here. Sink in and enjoy. Oh, this soul spark will ignite you today. I just feel it. There's something about acknowledging the path we have walked and gone on that empowers us and fuels us for what's around the corner. There's nothing like seeing the resilience we have built, the tenacity that we have embodied, the acknowledgement of growth in leadership and mindset. It's really beautiful. And I have an analogy I'd love to share with you. I hope that this resonates. It was really big for me at the time, and this was my journey, my path, but I'm sharing this with you with the desire for you to see this for yourself and make the correlation between exercise and really life in general. I do this analogy or correlation often. I just feel so strongly that how we build our health and the challenges that we have, I mean, just think about just getting the shoes on to go do the workout is kind of like sometimes how we feel just getting out of bed and getting dressed some days, right? We just don't feel like it, but we do it. And when we do it on the other side, we just feel so much better for it. So here's what happened. Let me walk you through this story. And my hope is this sparks in something in you today that you start to acknowledge what you have walked through. So I set a goal for myself on the Peloton bike that I would not go below 40 in resistance. That was going to be my bar, which meant that when I turned on a Peloton class, I would be at 40 in resistance before I was asked to. I would stay there even when I was in rest. So here's what happened. For the first few times I set out with this goal, I was really tempted to negotiate with my goal as I set forth because the instructor was saying that we didn't have to do that much at that time, that we were just warming up to take it easy. And the temptation was to lower my bar, to lower that resistance, to listen to that leader or that mentor that was guiding me through this class and say, "Yo, Jen, why are you at 40? Come on, just warm up. You'll get there." So I was negotiating the goal from the get-go, and it brought something out in me. I was able to see that, look at that, and ask myself questions as to why was I negotiating already? I mean, I had just started. And I followed through. I decided, no, I set this bar and I want to see what I'm made of. I want to see what the result will feel like on the other side when I actually stay at this 40 resistance as the lowest bar in my class. What happened was, as you progress in a Peloton class, you're adding more resistance, more challenge, etc. And I would drop myself down to 40 for the rest periods. But the crazy part that I noticed was 40 felt sticky when I first started. It felt like I was pedaling through mud. My muscles were fatigued. They were burning. My whole body wanted to turn it down. I was really not feeling it. It didn't feel good at all. But as I stacked on resistance or stacked on wins in your life or stacked on experiences you've worked through in your life, think of it that way, all of a sudden 40 became my resting point. All of a sudden that resistance was easy. It started out hard, but as I went through the class, it became easy. And I was just really inspired through that, thinking, wow, how many things in our lives do we work through? And in the moment, it just feels so mucky, so sticky, so messy, so hard. We're fatigued, we're tired. We want to negotiate the goal. We want to negotiate the relationship. We want to negotiate our boundaries. We want to bring that bar back down to a comfort level because we set this new boundary and now it's being challenged. And the simple thing to do is just to lower it again. But what if you kept that boundary up? What if you followed through on what you said you were going to do? And what if all of a sudden that new boundary, that new goal, that new relationship, that new way of showing up in the world started to become the easy? Started to become the lower end of the bar. So the bar that was initially set as high all of a sudden becomes the baseline. And that's what happened for me on the bike. What became this high bar for me will not go below 40 resistance ended up becoming my baseline. And it was all because I started to stack these wins and stack these challenges I had worked through. And my body started to feel stronger. My mind started to feel stronger. I all of a sudden saw what I could do. Where all of a sudden now at 50, 60 resistance was where I was paying attention. And 40 was just like, of course, that's just my legs are going. That's easy. So I want to challenge us to a couple of things in this. Number one is when you set a bar, to not negotiate or lower it for ease, to keep it there. Because as you start to hold that up and follow through, it will start to become your baseline. What once felt hard will start to feel easy. The second thing is that we're constantly aware of how much we negotiate with ourselves, that even when people around us tell us, we don't need to work so hard, or you don't need to try so hard, or why don't you just take it easy? That instead of falling into that lens, their opinion, their outlook, that we stay the course in what we said we were going to do, that we follow through, even when we're tempted to lower that bar back down to ease. and to also acknowledge how strong we are getting throughout this journey, how these mini wins stacked upon each other start to chisel us into incredible leaders with incredible stories and incredible journeys. It's the challenging times that really create our essence of who we are and really show us our resilience, our tenacity, our grit, our willingness to see the vision through. This is a really beautiful acknowledgement for me, and I wanted to share it with you. How often do we either negotiate, do we lower it, do we fall into temptation, or do we stop acknowledging? Instead, let's now step into the polar opposite of all those things, where we hold up our goals, we hold up our boundaries, we acknowledge our strength that we are gaining, we see the path we are walking, we see that what once felt hard now feels easy because we followed through on the very thing we said we were going to do. I hope that this ignited a fire in your belly today to show up even more and to really start walking through the mucky with your eyes on the result that it's going to bring into your life, your business, your world. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you know how deeply grateful I am for the time and space you give to the Becoming Iconic podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to show up here twice a week and pour into you. And thank you for those 5-star reviews that you've been giving and those beautiful compliments. It means so much. And the time you spend to do that is just the most beautiful way to give back. The other thing I want to challenge us to as a community is to share more. It's so simple to copy this link into a text to a friend who you think would benefit from what you just listened to, or share it into your stories. Make sure to tag me, by the way, because I love resharing. And allowing your network to maybe discover something that they wouldn't have if it weren't for you. And just a gentle reminder that jenspiegel.com, that website was designed for you in mind and what you need in your life and business, the blog, the resources, the different ways of working together, they all sit there and they're available to you. So I challenge you to go over there, make it a habit of checking out what's new and exciting. At the end of the day, I just want you to know, I love this community. I appreciate being able to show up for you, and I just want you to make it a great day.